prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 27 October 2025, and we got a lot to talk about tonight with our guest, Professor James McCanny. You don't want to miss this one, folks. I'm serious. This is something that we all need to consider and prepare for. Before we go there, though, I would like to let you know we're going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing. Hope you'll join us. Now, Phil's going to take care of the Christian Worldview News segment. And we're going to do a kind of an open forum for the Bible study. I didn't think I was going to be there, but I'm going to be there. And we're just going to share different thoughts back and forth unless the Lord give me something more specific. But I want y'all to join us. I love to hear from y'all when you're out there. I know there are times we're caught up in our teaching. We don't have much time for phone calls. But if we ever do an open forum where everybody can call in and share what's on their mind, I hope you'll join us. I really do. You can watch us live if you want to by going to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream. Rumble, and there will be. At 10:30 a.m. Eastern is when we start. I always go 10:30, 11 for praise reports and prayer requests. 11:30 to 12:30, Christian Worldview News, 1 to 2 Bible studies. Always important Bible studies. Or if you don't have a computer, you can listen to us on the phone by calling 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. And I hope that you will join us. I really mean that. And I'll give out that office number. I want to give it out slowly every night if I can. And y'all want to call at the office between 9 and 4 Eastern, 5 days a week, unless it's a holiday. Of course, we're in the office on Thursdays ourselves, take phone calls, place orders, whatever you want to do. The number to call, if you don't have long distance, is toll free at 800-777-4403. Now, if you can call long distance, folks, it'll help us financially if you'll pay for the call. But call them 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We'd love to hear from you, and I mean that. If you want to get a hold of me and talk to me about something anytime during the week, if you call, leave a message with Faith, she will find me, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Folks, I'm not unreachable. I'm not that important a guy. If you need to talk to me, you let me know, okay? And prayer request night for Joe Cannon. Y'all know Joe's been fighting with an aneurysm now for quite a while. Well, it looks like he's going to have surgery. The aneurysm is growing. He's going to have surgery. So keep Joe Cannon in your prayers, please. I know our Father can divinely take care of that. I know he can. Let's ask his will be done, okay? But keep Joe in your prayers, your prayer warriors, please. Now, we're going to start tonight talking with our guest, Jane McCanny, discuss some very important issues. But I'll make this mention again. I want to share with you something that we just put up on our email blast, an article from Michael Snyder. Has a video in it, a man talking or listening to people on TikTok or other places that are going to have their food stamps in maybe the first of the month. And folks, you got to hear it to believe it. You got to hear that language. I'm sorry, I didn't do it. You got to hear the pitiful poor me scenarios. And one girl said, well, I never worked in my life. I ought to have to fill out an application for it. One of them got six children, no daddies for the children. So, one black guy at the end was saying, well, if this happens, we're going to tear up everything, get our hands on, laced with a lot of absurdities. Really scary absurdities and insane cussing on top of that. This guy is threatening us if the food stamps cut off. Now, I'm not making this stuff up. If you don't receive our email blast or a magazine, it's your own fault. They're free, they're very informative, and you usually get a couple of blasts about every day. This one is very important. Folks, we're heading down a very, very bad road at a very quick pace. We're seeing prophecy being fulfilled with our very eyes, as Dmitry Dumin prophesied back in the 80s and 90s about going to civil war before Russia and China and others attack America. We're seeing it happen right now. Prepare yourselves, but to receive our email blast and our newsletter, call the office and give Faith your email address or email me, Pastor Butch, at startmail.com, startmail.com. If you don't get it, all I can say is I'm being polite, but you're lost, okay? If you can get it, you don't, that's your decision. We mail out hard copies, but they're very expensive. They're always 50 to 70 pages long. They copied and shipped out of Texas, and they're not cheap. But if you want to receive them out, well, you can. Now, let's go to our guest tonight, a friend of this ministry for many years, and just an all-around good guy to have on our side that understands what's happening, trying to warn people. Let's talk to Professor James McCanny. James, you there?
Thank you. Yes, I'm here, Pastor. Good to be here.
Well, good to have you, my friend. It truly is. And, you know, James, I've been doing this. This coming March, I've been radio 33 years. Can you believe that? This coming March.
Wow. Yes,
33
I know
years. I mean, flies by, and I think it's maybe some kind of a record. I don't know. It's a long time, but go ahead.
Great. You're in the top 1% or 1.1% somewhere there.
But I've tried by the grace of God, and I'm not going to quit. I wanted to get people's attention, what's going on, trying to warn them, along with myself and many others who joined us since then. I guess we were one of the pioneers to get started in that, with this kind of Christian broadcast. More have come along. But the nation, no matter what we said and tried to warn them, the churches are still asleep waiting for the rapture. The nation as a whole was getting ready to go to war over not getting their benefits or entitlements. We're going down a very wicked road. Trump's going to take us into wars on a multifaceted fronts. And I got one guy in Washington State, I think it was, saying he's not going to listen to me anymore because I bash Trump too much. I don't bash anybody. I tell the truth about him. It's like I did with Biden, Obama, Clinton, and all of them. I tell the truth about him. And Bush Jr. that started the Patriot Act and got enslaved more ways than anybody for many, many years. So don't give me stuff. Well, you bash. Well, Trump could go out, as he said, I could walk out on Times Square and shoot somebody and get by with it. And he said that last time he was in office. And the sad part of it is, in some people's mind, he could. But nonetheless, we're seeing things happen, James, that should concern us. I can only imagine what it's going to be like if they cut off food stamps coming Saturday. If they cut off the food stamps and the video I sent, I'm sure you get a copy of it. If you get a blast, I know you do. You can watch this. It's about 20 minutes long, actually. I was going to say 15, but about 20 minutes long. These people are upset because they're not getting their entitlements. They're no longer welfare benefits. They're entitlements, and they want them. And they're crying because they can't get them. They don't mind having babies out of wedlock and shacking up and producing more and get more money. But they're mad at me and you because, well, they're mad at Trump because he cut off our food stamps. This is America today. We've been nurturing a class of welfare-minded individuals for at least 50 years, and now we're reaping what we sowed. What do you think, James?
Well, yeah, the welfare recipients today, most of them are third generation. They've never seen somebody go out the door and go to work.
That's true.
And bring a paycheck home and leave on a daily basis. They've never seen that.
And most of them don't have daddies at home either. I'd say that, but it's true. It's true. It's sad, but it's true.
Well, locked up in the cities and around the countryside, but mainly the cities is where the biggest congregation of that is. And it's, it's been going on for so long, but if you end that, a lot of these people don't leave their apartments or their homes or whatever. They might go down to the store, go shopping, and come home. So you don't see them. But what happens when all of a sudden they get cut off, like you say, and they don't know how to react? Their only reaction is to go sideways.
Well, it's happened in the past, but nothing to this scale before. Both sides, I'm talking about both, we call them liberals and conservatives or Democrats, Republicans, whatever. Both sides want civil war. They actually want civil war because you can divide and conquer. A divided house, according to Christ, cannot stand. So if you divide the people, give them fear, they'll follow instructions and turn you in if you don't, just like the COVID. I mean, the insanity is just getting started, is it not?
Yeah. This clearly is being done on purpose, and the holding out on the federal budget. People have to understand that the federal budget probably is about one-third of the income that comes into the economy every year. It's probably more than that. It might be as much as two-thirds. Who knows? But without it, and I was talking to some people, and they say, well, we should be doing away with all this government money anyway. But you can't do it all at once. You can't all of a sudden just stop it. It'd be like trying to stop a freight train going down the tracks on a dime. You can't do it.
Can't do it.
But that's what's going on. So the end result, this is going to have effects on small businesses. Here's the current situation, talking about people that actually work. The bulk of people today are baby boomers. The populations of younger people get smaller as you go to younger people. But they typically are older people. They own their house probably. They own a car. But they're probably deep in credit card debt. So what they're going to do is get a loan to pay off the credit card debt because it's high interest. And then within a year or two, they won't be able to pay off that equity loan. And they're going to have to sell their house because one of them is going to get sick. They're going to have other bills. They're not going to be able to pay that maybe $50,000 or $80,000 equity loan on a $500,000 house. They're going to have to sell their house, and at that point, the housing market is going to start crashing. And that's given that the government kept running. That's the situation. But now, without the government putting money into the economy, small businesses are going to go under, and the flow of money is just going to cease. Very few people have spendable income.
That's very true. That's very true. And we see. You mentioned they can't do it all at once. Well, the idea that Trump first flew when he started raising tariffs everywhere. We won't bring manufacturing back to the United States. That would be wonderful. But it took 75, 80 years to get rid of it out of the country. Everything we used to build our own products with is now closed down, steel mills shut down, whatever. They'd have to rebuild the whole infrastructure to bring it back, and that would take years in itself to do that. So we're seeing a destruction of our country piece by piece. Now, I'm saying this, I'm not picking on Trump. Trump did not start this. It started back before I was born, actually. The nation started falling apart a long time before I was born, clear back in 1948. This nation started seeing a lot of things happening. It's like cancer. The further it goes, the bigger it gets and faster it moves. So that's what has happened to our country in the last, we'll say, the last five elections, from Clinton right on down, or on up, maybe I should say, we have seen this country go further and further into destruction and insanity. And it's happening on a daily basis now, isn't it?
Well, you're talking about the businesses coming and putting investments in the United States. That's a long-term thing. And say, per $1 billion of investment, you know, maybe you create 10,000 jobs. That's not many compared to the demand out there. You know, and that takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. So the lag between investment and where that money actually hits the economy to where it you know, people can use it in small businesses, it's going to take a long time. And so that now with the government shutdown, it's going to bring this economy to a screeching halt, which it really almost was at a halt. Here's the problem. The majority of people and everybody listening out there probably can look in a mirror and say this is true of them. They are high in credit card debt. They're paying interest on credit cards. They can't pay down the principal, and they're just barely making it. Because over the last 6 years, what did they do? They bought gas, food, and other necessities, paid house bills on credit cards because there's no money flowing in the economy. And the lag time to build that back up is just not here anymore. So basically the U.S. population is in high in credit debt with no money.
That's true. Very true. And we're seeing people now that are getting very desperate. Again, the ones who have come accustomed to living off me and you, our tax money, and it's been done on purpose. I mean, the illegals were brought in on purpose. I'll give Trump a lot of credit for trying to get rid of some of those. I'll do that. He's doing it in a very unconstitutional way, but no, he got rid of a lot of the illegals. I'll give him credit for that. He got a lot of the LGBTQ out of the military. Thank God for that. I'm a fair guy. He done some things I really like, but he's leading us down into civil war. But again, both sides are pushing for that. But we're also pushing other nations and pushing buttons for some reason. I've heard talk show hosts say, "Well, we'll never go to a nuclear war." Well, I make the difference. I wish I could say it. Yeah, you're right, but they're not. The Bible even talks about that happening. So it's going to happen. I don't like it. I wish to God they'd never been invented, just like I do cell phones. But they are what they are. We're heading down a road, James, that's very dangerous. Now we hear that you're going to put food banks in airports so the TSA agents can get something to eat. Now, this is happening as we speak. Food banks in airports. What do you think about that?
So that I didn't understand that the TSA can get something to eat?
Yeah, they're going to put food banks in airports, so I guess everybody, but the federal employees can get something to eat at the airport. That they're going to give them put up food banks so they can eat, can pick up groceries there.
Well, what's the story about all the food chains, Kroger's and Costco and Aldi and all of these closing down for days so they can do inventory and redistribute the food?
That's supposedly true. I put that out on an email blast. And if you don't receive them, James, let me know, because the email blast covered all these things. You can find them on our email blast. But, yes, this has been confirmed by the Sun newspaper and others that some stores, and I understand Aldi's, is going to shut down all of their stores, 40-some hundred of them, for one day for inventory. And they said employee recognition. Now, that's a bunch of hooey. But nonetheless, that's what they're saying. Is it going to happen? Not, I have no idea. Could happen any time, they say. But that goes along with Winn-Dixie and Walmart and others are going to shut down for a day also, according to what's been read and passed around the news media in some places. And again, they're going to cut out the EBT, the food stamps. Rumors going around that Walmart may shut down for a while. I don't believe that necessarily. I just know that we're seeing so much confusion and frustration, anger. Something's going to go bad, wrong. Whether whether something is needed or not needed, somebody's going to lose their temper, James. Something's going to happen. It's going to set a powder keg nationwide. You know that. It's like right now we're sitting on a powder keg with a fuse lit. You better pay attention, Hadley.
Well, what I don't understand about this issue with Aldi and these companies, food companies, doing inventory, they have all this inventory in a computer.
Yes,
I mean,
they
with
do.
Today's, I mean, I don't understand why somebody has to close down and go out and walk up and down the aisles and count stuff.
They don't. This is, I believe, an excuse.
That seems to be a cover story.
Yes,
that
it does.
Seems to be a cover story.
And I understand that you're going to
guess, are they going in there to put something in the food?
What I've been told is
I would look at other things.
Definitely. But I understand that there's some government workers going to go in there and count the food and redistribute it to places that may need it worse. That's what I understand. Now, I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not going to say for sure. But we got, 4 days to the end of the month. We'll see what happens if the food stamps run out. Maybe both sides in the House and Senate will back down and get this budget up where they can get everything kind of reopened and delay this. I don't know. But it seems like we're playing with fire. We want to get closer and closer to the fire and not get burnt. So, we just seem like you just keep poking at it to see what to get by with. So, James, I wish I had all the answers. I just know that it's not looking like not looking very well right now, like I said, because if they're putting food banks in airports to help feed the TSA and others, that's not a good sign, is it?
Well, that leads back to the old, like in the post-revolution Russia, where you needed a food card and you had to be, say, a government employee in good standing to get food for your family. You know, social crediting. This, you know, social crediting is not new. That's not a new concept. That's been used in Marxist economies since the beginning of time. So, like I say, I'm looking for something else going on with this issue of food. And besides, say, Kroger's. Take a big food store like Kroger's or Costco with a huge inventory. If they opened that to the public, it would be gone in a day.
Oh, yes.
They have to keep resupplying those stores on an hourly basis.
That's true. And I don't know, maybe you haven't noticed it where you are, but in our area, they're running out of things. They're literally running out of things. Walmart, the smaller stores, you go into some places, they're out of certain products that you want, they're out of them. They don't have men. And I'm seeing that more and more, especially in like Family Dollar, Dollar General stores, whatever. I'm seeing that more and more. Items that you go in to pick up, the shelves are empty. I've seen that a lot. And we're out of stock, supposed to be in later on today. But I'm seeing that more and more often. I don't think that's a coincidence, do you?
No. Another thing here is talk about the U.S. farmer. I heard a farmer talking. He said 25% of farmers will be out of business this year. And it's because the price of seed, the price of fertilizer, all the things they need to operate are going through the roof. And so there's no margin. So they go out, plant, get a harvest, and they lose money. So basically, by just jacking up the prices on the goods they need to operate the farm, they're going to go out of business. So where's the source of food? It's, the Trump is opening up markets like Argentinian beef.
Yes.
But beef, if you go in the store, it's minimum $10 a pound. Unless you're buying, say, hamburger or something, it might be $6 a pound. But just normal beef, any kind of beef, even stew beef, is going to be more than $10 a pound.
Well, and, under Biden, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all.
Under Biden, and now in the Trump even, but under Biden, especially with the COVID nonsense, and all of a sudden they started having chicken flu and chicken whatever they had called it. They killed off most of the poultry, the chicken farms, the turkey farms. Then they started beef was getting affected. They started slaughtering beef and getting rid of beef. And now we're out. Now we can't supply ourselves. We got to import it. So Henry Kissinger said something about this has been back, I think, in the 70s, that, and I'm just a paraphrase, that whoever controls the food controls the world. And that's a very true statement. If people can't eat, they'll buy sell their soul for a loaf of bread to feed their family. Matter of fact, that's Bible. Revelation 13 said that people get in line to take the mark of the beast so they can buy or sell. That's all economical. That's what it's all about. So this is all Bible. We're seeing this come together, and it's actually worldwide. But we're seeing in America. America had to be taken down first. America was the last bastion of hope, I guess you say, for the world, and somewhat of liberty. We're being taken down piece by piece, and both sides are involved in it, and Trump's in it up to his ears, and being backed by Zionists that want this control worldwide. This is all Bible. It's all happening. So I'm not picking on Trump as an individual. I talked about Biden and what he did. I talked about Clinton. I've been on the air so long, I told you, clear back in the Clinton era. I went through all those. So don't tell me I pick on one man. I don't. That's a lie. I expose evil, all of them. Trump done some things I like, but so did Clinton do some things I like. But the man was rotten to the core. And Trump is an egotistical narcissist. That's all I can say. I'm putting it about as clear as I can. Go ahead, James, before I get carried away here. Go ahead.
I try and stay away from politics just because but the economic side of things, it's very clear what's going on, and there's no quick fix. But to shut down the government money that's being driven into the economy, which is all borrowed money. But if you stop that, I mean, that's, like I say, a third of the economy comes from that. And, you can't just shut that off and expect nothing to happen.
Well, and what you said about politics is true, but, we're not talking here about politics. We're talking about morals and really the nation. I'm not political. I mean, I don't care who's in office. If they're bad, they're good, they're good. So I haven't voted for either president for many elections since the Constitution Party's on the ticket because I won't support him. I can't. It's against my biblical teachings in Deuteronomy 17. I cannot support individuals that's not a Christian. But nonetheless, so it's not politics. It's warning people that we're being destroyed. It's not political. It's just a world. It's just a nation being destroyed before our very eyes. They had to take the morals out first in order to get it done. There was a time when people wouldn't tolerate this. But today they do because they've been fed off the government. So they behave themselves because they don't want their sugar titty cut off, so to speak. That's it. But why we folks, they may be offended. That's what you used to call pacifiers growing up. They call them sugar tits. That's what you see this cut off. So they're afraid to be cut off from all their little benefits. And now that's happening somewhat, they're going to be very upset.
So Saturday is when the food stamps will stop?
It's supposed to stop Saturday, November 1st, right. That's what they said. All right, folks, we're going to break. Back at the break, there's a lot more to talk about. And if you want to call and chime in, please do so. You're welcome to join us at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Up your sword and shield, and on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, the number again is 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. We'd love to hear from you. And there's a show, a movie out many years ago, I don't know how long it's been, at least 8 or 10 years, entitled The Perfect Storm. Did you see that show where they had a fishing boat out on the,
I knew some people that were family members to some of the crew members on that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. Yeah. I mean, and they saw it coming. You know, they made some decisions not to get through it, and they couldn't. Well, we're seeing a perfect storm be made up to destroy our country. Economically, great. Well, morally, of course. Economically, we're seeing it happen. We're seeing we're putting troops all over the world. We're putting ships off the Venezuela coast, airplane bombers flying around. We're seeing so many things happen now around the world. If things would cut loose right now, we'd be probably at war on at least three different fronts. We couldn't handle one front right now, but we see it everywhere. So there's a perfect storm. Russia is now moving the troops around. They're starting to, and China is too. They're starting to put in different weapons, different places to prepare what they think is coming. So we're seeing a perfect storm brewing here, James. Don't you think we ought to pay attention?
Well, you know, a lot of people voted for Trump because they were convinced that in a short time he would have peace in Gaza and Ukraine. Those are the real hot spots.
He promised that. He said, "I'll have peace within 24 hours." Of course, we know he's been known to stretch the truth before and flat out lie many times and change his mind. He ran the first time in office, he wasn't going to allow there to be any digital currencies around. Now he's pushing stable coin because he's told to by his handlers. Now that's just the way it is. So you can't trust these people. I don't care what side they're on. You can't trust them for good morning.
It's unfortunate, but yeah, they're not, you know, once you get to that level, just to get there, you have allegiances.
Yes, you do.
And the whole problem is that if you go down, right down the ladder, You see all of those people in compromised situations, you know, where other foreign countries are basically calling the shots, telling them that this is what they have to do.
Well, you know that somebody donated, was $120 or $30 million to pay the troops. You heard that, right? An individual.
Oh, to keep the
Keep troops paid. Pay the troops. This individual donated, I think, $130 million, something like that. I don't remember sure. Then I just found out this afternoon that the guy, that person that did this, had ties with the Epstein group. That's interesting.
Wait, with the ties with what?
Epstein group.
Oh man.
So yeah, you reckon maybe he's covering his butt and somebody else's too?
I don't know. You know? I can't keep track of it all.
No, you can't. And that's the sad part. If I put together a program just trying to show different things come together, I couldn't do it in an hour. It'd be impossible to cover it all in an hour.
Right.
But I know you've been in this battle a long time too, James. You've seen many things come and go. You see the AI coming in, pretty much taking over most everything. Matter of fact, if you go on a computer now, they'll ask you if you want to go on certain AI programs. I mean, it's out there. People are getting caught up on them. Some churches are actually used to have an AI Jesus in church now. All this is happening as we speak, and a whole lot more that we don't know about.
Well, I'm in the science world, and AI is all of a sudden you have all of these YouTube channels from AI, and they're generated. It's a talking voice. Probably AI is generating the script from a series of talking points, so they're pushing an agenda. The thing that people should understand, I think this is very important, is there are probably about 20 to 25 agendas that are being pushed by from outside of the U.S., and that's what you see on the news, YouTube, social media. I don't care where you go, on the radio, wherever you go, this is what you're going to get. And it's propaganda, and it's being pushed, and even the subjects that people cover on a daily basis are pre-programmed weeks in advance. This is what you're going to talk about today. These people go on a TV station or, you know, news or whatever, and that's what they talk about. So, but the point is that there are agendas of topics, you know, like take one would be climate change. Another one would be there's a big, whole huge misinformation campaign going on the Internet saying that this comet, 3i Atlas, is an alien spaceship. There's no foundation for any of that. Yet it's everywhere. It's everywhere. You could not go on the Internet without seeing this. So somebody is there pushing this. And this is at the time when YouTube, for example, has declared that AI is not going to be allowed. Well, if you and I went and did that, they would shut it. They would turn it off. They wouldn't even allow it to post.
That's true.
But somebody is being able to put AI-generated content up on the Internet, and then they have 500,000 views after 8 hours. It's impossible. So somebody is pushing this out there to the public. So it's and they're AI-generated. So, and like I say, it's coming from databases of agendas. And then those are just a couple examples.
Well, again, there's so much happening that no one person can even begin to keep up with it. And I hear talk show hosts different places, and I'm a very good talk show host, covering so many different issues, and they can't cover it all. It's impossible. They're doing what they can, and that's the truth. And, folks, by the way, we're going to tell you in a minute about a special James got going on, the best one I've ever seen him have on his water filters. I mean this seriously. Don't go away on this, please. Let's start on the phone. Let's go to Daniel in Massachusetts. Daniel, welcome.
Hello. This is Jeff calling from Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Okay. How's
it going? So anyways, I'm right here. James, how you doing? James?
We lost James.
Hello?
I guess I'm calling back. We lost James.
Hang on, okay?
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, so anyways, Pastor Paul, now, with this government shutdown this Friday of EBT and SNAP and et cetera, Matt Bracken already wrote an essay back in 2012 spelling out what's going to happen. The man's a former Navy SEAL and a historian, and if the government doesn't pull a financial rabbit out and fund these evil programs, at least to sustain the people, because when you're on these programs for four generations, guess what? You're dependent on the government. You have to wean the people off. If you cut them off, what do you think people are going to do? They're going to riot, do violence, burn down stores, I mean, et cetera. You name it. That's what's coming if the government doesn't fund these programs. I don't want them. I don't want welfare around.
I think
around,
it's part of the plan, Jeff. I think it's part of the plan. By the way, I think we have James back. You want to say something, James? Go ahead. This is Jeff from Massachusetts, James.
Yeah, you know, I missed it. As soon as Jeff started talking, my line dropped.
Yeah. So go ahead and tell what you want to ask him, James.
Oh, yeah.
No, not James. That's right, Jeff. Yeah, go ahead, Jeff. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, that's okay. Hey, James, I read an essay by Matt Bracken called When the Music Stops. And Matt Bracken, who's a Navy SEAL and historian, spells out what's going to happen when the EBT cards are no longer charged for people in the inner cities. They're going to commit acts of violence, and then in the suburbs, the people in the suburbs are going to counterattack by violence. And he didn't say it in the essay, but you're going to have death squads in America like you see in these Latin American countries. That could happen if the EBT and all these welfare programs are not temporarily funded by the government. They pull some kind of rabbit out or use a nuclear option of some kind to temporarily stave this off. This could get really ugly, worse than Civil War I. We will be in the age of the Balkans, the Lebanese Civil War back in the 70s. Anything that happens in a third world country will cleave to our soil. What do you think, Pastor? What do you think, Professor James?
I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball.
I
would
either.
Hope before Saturday they would figure this out. But yeah, it's the people that get these benefits are going to go crazy. It's going to be a very bad scene. That's for sure.
You're so right about that. I'll wrap it up with this. People better hold on to their hats. I already stocked up somewhat. I live in an inner city ghetto. I lived in the projects. I know the mindset of people who are on welfare and so forth, and they're not going to take this sitting down, and we cause it ourselves by the Democrats keeping them honest for 3 to 4 generations. So it's our own fault. Thank you very much, and have a good one.
Thank you. It's not just Democrats that have, folks. Republicans did also. But I want to say this, James. It's been at least 78 years ago, I was informed of somebody that's no longer with us, passed away, that they're soon going to put armed guards on food trucks. Now, I mean, I didn't doubt them. The man wasn't lying to me. He actually believed that. He wasn't just making something up. But now I'm starting to see that this could happen. I mean, they're warning people that if you go to the store and shop, be careful going to your car or going home with groceries because you could be attacked. I can see that could happen. I mean, a truckload of groceries would be worth a lot of money one day if things don't turn around. What do you think?
Well, yeah. That's a real issue. And, you know, people are just going to go into, like, Walmart or these other stores and just take things and run out. And I don't know. It's going to get crazy. Because, you know, and that's only going to last so long until the stores have to shut down. Then there's not going to be anything for anybody.
I agree. Well, let's go talk to Vicki in Arkansas. Vicki, come in. Welcome.
Hello. How you doing? I enjoy listening to y'all's show. And I just calling to tell you, this whole thing has been pre-planned by Carl Schwab and Bill Gates, where they say if they can control the food, they can control the people. They're getting ready to go over to this new world, you know, like God says, the beast government, one world beast government, this one world beast government and digital currency, and eventually they'll go over to the computer chip in your body. So, you know, people, we're really in a scary time frame.
Yeah, we are.
But things can happen so fast. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's really sad what's coming. I mean, I lost my husband 3 years ago, and I'll tell you what, we studied and we watched this stuff, and we always thought it was going to happen, you know, before he died. But it's now it's getting ready to take place, like this thing with that they're going to do where they shut all the grocery stores, not all of them, but the grocery stores down. They're going to be shutting those down, and they're going to be installing stuff in these grocery stores where they can, they'll only let you get certain amount of food. Like if you like stocking up on certain things, or you like getting extra cookies or candy bars, because it's weird what they're doing. I'm noticing it even in the local little stores around where I live, and I live way out in the country, but I'm noticing when I go in the stores, you instead of being able to get 3 or 4 boxes of rice or whatever, they'll only have 2 boxes up there. And then you feel guilty if you take the 2 boxes. So it's pretty bad.
They're getting you ready for the rationing.
Exactly, exactly. I know the other day, well, not the other day, a couple of weeks ago, I tried to order a little jacket, you know, just an everyday jacket. And I have money in the bank to cover it, but my bank wouldn't let me get a jacket, you know. I was like, this is crazy. Wouldn't let me get a jacket. And
the bank, what do you mean the bank won't let you? What happened?
Well, they just wouldn't. They refused to let me get the jacket. So I had
the
to
bank?
Call them up. Yeah, they wouldn't let my debit card. You know, it was through, on the phone. I was ordering a little jacket, and they wouldn't let me get it. So I called them up during the week, and they tried to hee-haw around with me. They said, well, we don't know what's happening. They said, we don't know why you couldn't get your jacket. I said, well, it was only $88. I mean, it's not as if it was some big fancy fur coat or something. But anyway, it's just crazy. They're already
crazy.
Starting stuff, controlling people, and
going to
really get bad here soon.
That's why I don't keep any cash in the bank. They could seize it any day. I don't keep cash in bank. I don't have any cash in bank.
Yeah, it's hard. They're even, like, it's hard to even get money out of the bank nowadays. Even if you want to just get a little bit, they act like it's their money.
Well, legally, I guess they can claim it, seriously. But anything else, Vicki? Anything else?
No, I just wanted to call and say thank you for your shows. I enjoy your shows. Big time.
Thank you very much.
And thanks, James
you.
McKinney, too. We used to listen to him a lot. I think he used to have his own show, didn't he? Radio show?
Yeah, I still do. And now I have a TV show also, but yeah.
Yeah.
Still there.
Me and my husband used to listen to you. We enjoyed your show.
Well, good. Thank you.
So thank you.
Thank you,
Vicki.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Hey, Vicki. Vicki, how you listen to us?
I listen to you on shortwave radio. Worldwide Christian Radio.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Folks,
God bless
open.
You. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Lines open 717-300-1698. All right, James, before we get a call coming in, tell them how they can get them some very much needed water filters and why they should get it now and what a deal you have going on.
Well, typically we talk about the gravity water filters, what you call the Berkey replacement filter elements.
Right.
They're not Berkey filters. They're my own name brand, JMCC water filters. But tonight I have a special, and I think a number of people will be interested in this. I also sell a whole house water filter. That's a stainless steel unit that goes in the house. It's installed in the plumbing by the hot water heater where the water comes into the house, and it filters the water before the hot water heater, so your hot and cold water are filtered for the entire house. Typically, these are $1,480, and then you need a plumber to install them, so you're running a few thousand dollars. Today,
now, folks, listen to this. Folks, listen to this. This is very important. And we have a lot of listeners, James, that don't hear the program until the weekend. Maybe we'll push it through maybe to Wednesday.
Push it out in the next week then for those people, absolutely.
Okay, right.
But the normal price on the whole house water filter
is $1,480. Right now it's on sale for half of that. It's $699. And so if you call up the Pastor Butch, they will take your order and then put that in. We have them in stock ready to ship, and we're going to sell 30 units at this price. So they're not going to last long. People are going to jump on these, people that have been waiting to get one, but they couldn't afford it. And now is the time. And then if you're a handyman or you know somebody that's a handyman, they can install it. Or you might have to get a professional plumber to install them. And it's typically about a 4 to 5 hour job to install it. But you get the MR5 whole house water filter plus the UV sterilizer. And then if you have a well, you should also probably get the blue filter, which is $341 extra if you have a well. If you have city water, then you don't need that. But $699 will get you the whole house water filter. And we used to sell these for over $2,000. The price has gone down steadily to $1,480. Now $699, and like I say, when these 30 units are gone, what we're doing is moving some warehouse space. We had to clear out some inventory, and then, but anyway, so we have these 30 units to sell at this amazing low price. And then also, if you're a person with a Berkey-style gravity filter, we have the 4-pack, the 8-pack, and the 12-pack of these. The 4-pack is $199. These prices all include shipping. The 8-pack is $378, so that's $20 off, free shipping. And if you buy 8, we send you 10. And the 12-pack is $100 off. It's $497. And if you buy 12, we send you 14. So it's a really good deal. So that's and if you don't remember these numbers, just call in. Pastor Butch has all the numbers there for you. And if you're going to spend that much, I would recommend going with the whole house water filter. Just spend a little bit more, and then you'll have filtered water for the whole house, hot and cold water. So anyway, that's the deal. And like I say, if you have any questions, just call Pastor, and they'll, if you have any extra questions that he can't answer, he'll get a hold of me, and we'll answer all your questions. But it's really an amazing deal. And once these 30 units are gone, the pricing is actually going to go up much higher. So anyway, just letting you know about that. And now it's a time when water is really polluted. The toxins that are in the water supplies are really, really bad, and it's very necessary to get them out of there for your health.
Amen. Amen. All right, folks, you heard that. Any questions, feel free to call the office, and I'll let Faith know what's going on here at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Please call. I mean, $699 for a whole house water filter, that's generally about $1,400. Yeah, that's a steal. All of them are, but that's a real steal. I mean, that's phenomenal. Let's go to John in Texas. John, come on in. Welcome.
So how much does the filter for the whole house water system last? How many filters do you got to change out?
Well, it comes with 5 filters. They're all the same, and we have 5 filters to get the flow rate up. But those filters, you have to change every 55,000 gallons. And just like the gravity filters, the Berkey replacement filter elements is every 1,000 gallons. So it's much more economical in the long run to get the whole house water filter, especially at this price. So how much is 55,000 gallons? For a family of 4, that's about 1.5 to 2 years. So between changes of the filters, and we sell the filter elements. But 55,000 gallons, like I say, a family of 4, about 1.5 to 2 years. And if you have more people in the family, less time. If you have like a couple that doesn't use much water, you could do 3 to 4 years between changing filters.
Well, something else, the reason why I really called was I remember watching the Jimmy Stewart movie a long time ago called The Bend of the River. And that was the whole thing that the whole movie was about, was food.
Yep, that's true. That's very true. I remember that movie.
Well, this is back to the Depression days. You know, and we have a whole amazing world economy that was set up and operating. But, you know, and really very complicated. The supply chain, can you imagine the supply chains necessary to keep a Kroger's or a Costco supplied with food every day, where you can go in and everything you need is there? And they're breaking that down on purpose.
I'm from Beaumont, Texas, and so we went through Hurricane Rita, Harvey. Anyway, it's one of them deals where when the electricity goes out, like we couldn't come home for like 3 weeks after Rita. Everybody's food in the icebox was spoiled because all the electricity had went out. You know, so you figure all these grocery stores. It's just a real interesting thing, and I think they did research on all that, especially with Katrina, where those people went crazy over there. So I think they were doing experiments just to see how people were going to react, you know, to these desperate situations, you know.
That could be so true. That could be very true.
Katrina was a very controlled situation.
All right. I got to jump, John, right out of time. But thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. And, folks, call us right away and try to get your deal on this filter where you can. I mean, I can't believe it. A whole house filter. $6.99. I mean, if you're going to spend $378 for an 8-pack or $4.97 for a 12-pack, put on another couple hundred bucks and get you a whole house water filter. While they last, 30 units all there. You can call tomorrow, and we'll get these ordered for you right away. If you buy an 8-pack, you get a couple filters free. 12-pack, get 14 altogether. So all this is an excellent deal, but don't put it off. And the whole house filter is unbelievable. That's a wonderful price. $6.99 delivered. The line tomorrow, open tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern.
That includes shipping.
Well, that is a heck of a deal. James, we got about 30 seconds left. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, I just want everybody to, keep your sanity. Don't do anything rash. And I would suggest that people go out and store up dry goods, beans, rice, things like that, that you can make a little bit each day and survive. Canned goods like tuna or sardines, but have a little bit of food on supply.
Amen. All right, James, thank you. I'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, Pastor.
Have a great buddy. Folks, you love you by the grace of God. We'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. We'll see you with Chris Pinto tomorrow night. Have a great night. And, folks, stay in prayer. Seek Christ, please. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.